Scientists say they'll take a closer look into why several earthquakes have struck East Texas this month. The latest was registered yesterday afternoon, a 2.7 magnitude tremor near Timpson, the area where the two others occurred. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says no damage or injuries were reported in yesterday's slight jolt. Injection wells from drilling are a suspected culprit. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports more research is needed to reach that conclusion, but even that may be inconclusive.
Earthquakes in the state are rare. That's why UT Arlington geophysicist Glenn Mattioli says any Texas trembler makes people wonder what caused it.
In North Texas, we don't have a very high level of seismicity. It's in fact one of the lowest levels of seismicity throughout the whole country.
Records show, however, that a small earthquake hit nearly the same spot 3 decades ago. Dr. Cliff Froelich at UT Austin's Geophysics Institute says the 3.9 magnitude quake on May 10th, followed by the 4.3 quake on the 17th, may have occurred naturally, but it could also have been triggered by nearby injection wells.
It isn't like the injection is causing the earthquakes, but faults are stuck. When you go down a hill, you don't slide down the hill because there's friction between your shoes and the hill. On the other hand, if somebody put you on an air hockey table with smooth shoes and they start turning on the air on the hill, you'd slide downhill. And these could be the fluid is being injected and it's unsticking a fault that's ready to slip.
Froelich says there just aren't enough seismic devices to measure tremors in the region. More research is required, and Froelich says that's what he'll be involved with. But he says that's at least several months away, if not longer. In Dallas, I'm Bill Zeeble.